From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. After 2 years of legal battles, one of the world's leading collections of Impressionist art is getting a new home. Today, a Pennsylvania judge ruled that the Barnes Foundation can move its collection, which is valued in the billions, from the suburbs to a new gallery in downtown Philadelphia. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
Dr. Albert Barnes made his fortune selling pharmaceuticals. He spent it acquiring paintings by Matisse, Picasso, Renoir, Cézanne, and other masters. Today, their value is hard to calculate, but some have put it close to $20 billion. But 2 years ago, the foundation that oversees the art announced it was broke. Since it's prohibited from selling any of the works hanging in its Lower Merion gallery, it asked for a court's permission to move the art to a new gallery in Philadelphia where it could draw more visitors and raise more money. Today, Barnes Foundation CEO Kimberly Camp insisted Barnes himself would have wanted the paintings to be accessible to as many visitors as possible.
There were letters, there were articles, there were things that we presented which talked about what Barnes' intentions were. And it wasn't this creation of some entombed, sequestered organization. In the minds of many people, they thought that's what Barnes wanted, and it couldn't be further from the truth.
Today, Judge Stanley Ott said Barnes himself expected the collection to have, quote, much greater public exposure after his death. Ott acknowledged that for some interested observers, the move would always be viewed as an outrageous violation of the donor's trust, which prohibited rearranging, much less moving the collection. John Anderson, author of a book about the Barnes called Art Held Hostage, is one of those observers.
This is going to be like Penn Station. It's going to be like Penn Station in New York. I think it may take 10 years. But ultimately, the art world will look back on it as the same kind of Vulgarian destruction. And at that point, it's going to be too late.
Because of township regulations, only 1,200 visitors a week could see the collection in Lower Merion. That will no longer be the case once the art moves to downtown Philadelphia, where it would occupy an as-yet-undetermined site near the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Rebecca Reimel is CEO of the Pew Charitable Trusts, one of three philanthropies that are offering to raise $100 million for a new gallery, and $50 million to replenish the foundation's depleted endowment.
The judge felt, and of course we have felt since the beginning, that this is not only honoring the donor's intent, but making sure that the collection will be available for generations to come.
Opponents of the move had insisted that Barnes was committed to the experience of viewing the art at its Lower Merion gallery. They argued it would be better to sell some works in storage and some additional land the foundation owns than it would be to move. Judge Ott rejected that argument, saying it would not raise enough to save the Barnes. The ruling may have consequences beyond the Barnes, says attorney Terrence Klein. He represented three current students at the Barnes Foundation who opposed the move. In his regular practice, Klein advises collectors, and he says today's ruling might frighten some of them out of giving their art to museums.
We tell our clients every day that they can make a trust and put provisions and terms in those trusts that will govern the administration of their money after they're gone. What we're finding in decisions like this is that that may no longer be true.
Klein says the students cannot appeal the ruling itself, but they can appeal the process that led to it. He says they'll take several days to decide. Barnes officials were giddy today, but admitted there was much work to be done, from picking a site for the new gallery to selecting an architect to crafting a business plan. They said it could be 3 to 4 years before the paintings leave Lower Merion for good. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.